The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And we've spoken many times on Healthy Ulster Radio about healthy eating and a whole host of topics. And today we're going to be talking about ShopRite's nutrition program and the fact that ShopRite has a registered dietitian in their store, and I think in many of their stores. And our guest is Jenna Gudania. Jenna is a registered dietitian and is a nutrition expert at ShopRite of Kingston, where she provides guests and community members with complimentary services such as one-on-one nutrition consultations, supermarket tours, recipe ideas, health fairs, presentations, cooking demonstrations, and in-store product samplings. And I just want to add that ShopRite are tremendous community partners. They've assisted us in a number of different with a number of different events, with complimentary food and beverages, and attending a lot of our coalition meetings. And it's really terrific. Welcome, Jenna. How are you?
Thank you. Good. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. So tell us a little bit about what a registered dietitian is, what you do, and what your credentials are.
Absolutely. So a registered dietitian, we are healthcare professionals who are experts in nutrition sciences. And my credentials are registered dietitian or registered dietitian nutritionist, mm-hmm. either or RD mm-hmm. or RDN. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a certified dietitian nutritionist, which means that I'm able to counsel people in medical nutrition therapy in New York State.
Mm-hmm. And is that different from, is that different from just nutritionists straight out? How does that
work? So a dietitian and a nutritionist, there is a little bit of a difference there. So to earn the registered dietitian credential, RD, a person has to complete a defined pathway. This includes education, internships, and also an examination. The Commission of Dietetics Registration oversees this whole process and makes sure that the candidates are knowledgeable about the most up-to-date and evidence-based science. So the term nutritionist is less defined. A dietitian is a nutritionist, but mm-hmm. a nutritionist isn't always a dietitian. Mm-hmm. Nutrition researchers, doctors, personal trainers, coaches, or even people who are just interested in nutrition mm-hmm. can call themselves a nutritionist. Mm-hmm. So I always let people know that if you're seeking nutrition advice from a nutritionist or a dietitian, to make sure that you're asking what their credentials are, to make sure that you're getting safe information for yourself and for your families.
Mm-hmm. And so registered dietitians, I sort of know what you do in the store, but you'll talk about that more.
Yeah.
What does a registered dietitian do out in other areas, and why is that so important to individuals and families?
Absolutely. So dietitians can work in a variety of different settings. Some dietitians work in clinical settings, which can be hospitals or nursing homes, and that way they provide nutrition care to patients and residents. Other dietitians provide outpatient nutrition services in specialty areas like weight loss, like diabetes, kidney diseases, pediatrics with kids, or in sports nutrition. Dietitians can also work in the community, so community dietitians, by teaching people how to shop or prepare for healthy meals. And my role is really unique because I can do all of those things at the ShopRite of Kingston in one place. So it's very cool. And dietitians, we are really important. It's important to have a professional who knows all the different current evidence-based nutrition information for a number of diseases and conditions and general nutrition goals. And that's what we are. Dietitians, our whole career path revolves around nutrition and how it affects the body in a variety of ways. So dietitians, we're aware of all these things, but we're also aware of nutritional implications for different medications as well. And it's nice to go to a healthcare professional with a certain specialty, right? Uh-huh. So nutrition is just another, it's another healthcare specialty. You have cardiologists do hearts, general physicians do general health, dermatologists do skin, dietitians do nutrition. Mm-hmm. So it's important to go to those healthcare professionals that have those specialties so you can get the best care in that realm of what you want. Mm-hmm. So a good example I always tell people is you can go to a general physician and you might see them and they tell you that, oh, you know, they notice that you have high cholesterol. So they might tell you, you know, you have high cholesterol and these are some nutritional ways that you can get it down. But they will, in most cases, refer to a dietitian or to a cardiologist because we can give people, you know, that one-on-one time in different follow-up appointments, too, to make sure that they're on track to get their cholesterol level down, more that they can have that time with their doctor because they have all the other things for the general health, too. Uh-huh. So making sure that someone has their nutritional goals in mind and help with all the current evidence-based nutrition science to really give them that one-on-one feeling. And dietitians are really important that way to help people with their nutritional education and nutritional ideas for recipes and where to go in the grocery store. And it's important to have that rapport mm-hmm. with now, the healthcare professional.
Are registered dietitians typically part of a big medical practice, or are they standalone, or both? And if they are, standalone, so how does that work vis-a-vis communicating with the person's, like, say, primary care physician or specialist?
Right. So dietitians can 100% have their own private practice. Mm-hmm. Lots of dietitians do. But dietitians can also be in the outpatient in their doctor's office, or I am at ShopRite. And how it's just kind of different for when someone's at the doctor and there's a dietitian on staff, that's who they refer to. Private practice dietitians get referred to by physicians. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where I am in ShopRite, there's no doctor's referrals needed, but still a lot of physicians in Kingston and in the Hudson Valley locally will refer their clients to me and their patients to me because I'm a complementary service.
That's
so
great.
For private practice or going to a dietitian in a doctor's office, you might need insurance.
Right.
And some people don't have insurance that might cover nutrition, or maybe they don't have insurance. Mm-hmm. It's common. People, sometimes they don't. So at ShopRite, I have that complimentary service from ShopRite saying that you don't need insurance to see me. You don't need a doctor's referral to see me. I'm there for anyone in the community who needs nutrition education.
Mm-hmm. And do dietitians typically work with people, like, say, with disease conditions like heart disease or diabetes, I imagine, are two of the big ones, right?
Yeah.
But what about in the preventative realm? I mean, is there a lot of work? I imagine there's a lot of work in that area as well.
Absolutely. I see people who come to me for diabetes health, for heart health, but I also see people who just want regular weight loss, or maybe they want to wait to gain weight, gain muscle. Some people have a history of diabetes or heart issues in their family. So they come see me and say, hey, I have a family history of heart disease. Can you help me change my diet in a way that could lower my risk for getting heart disease? Because I already have it in my family. So I get a lot of that too.
Uh-huh. I would imagine too that, I mean, almost every day in the news, there's another diet being introduced or another news piece about how you shouldn't eat this or you should eat that. I know as a consumer, it sometimes is very confusing. And even though I'm in the public health field and have probably a generally higher level of awareness, mm-hmm. for the layperson, it's got to be a little confusing out there, right?
Nutrition can be very confusing for everyone, especially now with the internet and social media. So where I am in the grocery store, it's really kind of unique because people will come up to me and say, hey, I saw this on whatever media platform or I heard this from wherever. Is this true? What are your thoughts about it? And yeah, I can give people my thoughts, but also for I can hear what they're trying to say, uh-huh. I saw this, does this work? I can just kind of say, well, here's something in the grocery store, here's a Whole Foods that you can purchase that might give you things that's exactly what you're looking for, but we need to show them how to get them those ways that they can reach proper evidence-based education in order to do what they want from what they've seen, if that makes sense. So
right.
I'm able to give people recommendations one-on-one right in the store, totally immediate, of how this might work better than what you might have seen.
Uh-huh. And it's typically not there seems to be in our society, like there's a magic fix. Like if you just eat this, or if you just, you know, do this particular exercise mode, you'll be fine. But it's really not about that. It's much more holistic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to find out, and our listeners would like to find out a lot more about why ShopRite has a registered dietitian in their store and a little bit more about what you do in depth. But first, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care here.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. And our guest today is Jenna Guadagna. She is a registered dietitian at ShopRite in Kingston. And Jenna, we were talking about the general role of a registered dietitian working with patients and providers and so on. But I'm really curious as to why ShopRite made such a big commitment to it. Not every supermarket does that. I think that's really fabulous, first of all. But
yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. It is really fabulous. ShopRite cares about the well-being of its communities, and they really invested in the retail dietitian program to make a positive impact on the health of the communities in which we serve. It makes sense to have a dietitian in the grocery store because that's where most people buy their food is mm-hmm. in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And ShopRite sells many different kinds of foods. And a registered dietitian can teach shoppers how to find the foods in the grocery store that fit their individual needs and their own health goals as well. So that's really cool that a dietitian is in the grocery store at ShopRite that way to show the to show people, to show guests, and to show people in the community where they can buy these better for you foods. Mm-hmm. Dietitians also in the grocery store can help create or host events like a themed grocery store tour for diabetes or for heart health, for example, in health store or in-store health fairs or cooking demos to teach customers how to prepare different foods or samplings to taste and to learn about different foods or just general nutritional topics.
Mm-hmm. And how, just curious as to some examples of how customers interact with you. So what are some of the typical kinds of questions or concerns that you get when a customer seeks your help?
Right. So one of the big things is how can they see me for a counseling session? So I do those one-on-one nutritional counselings. Sometimes people ask, what's a certain type of produce? Like what's a jackfruit? How do I make it? How do I prepare it? How is it good for me? So I get a lot of questions on what's this produce?
Specific items.
Yeah, right. Specific items. Mm-hmm. So I do cooking demonstrations and food samplings to teach people, well, this is what this food is. This is how we can prepare it. This is why this is good for you, which is great. I also do nutrition education tables. And that's where sometimes I collaborate with the pharmacy in the store or with other outside local vendors and talk about different health topics with each other. So that's very great. I think it's awesome, that collaboration. And then we also, I get questions all the time, like, Jenna, when are we gonna do another store tour? Because I've done a few diabetic store tours and vegan vegetarian store tours, especially during Thanksgiving time and the holidays.
So describe one of those, like a typical store tour.
Yeah.
What does that involve?
So a typical—
Avoiding the candy section.
Talk about everything in moderation. I get a nutrition topic in mind, something that I hear a lot of people saying, hey, what do you think about this topic? What are some recipes that I can get for this topic. And I come up with a path throughout the store of different food groups and why this fits into this way. So for mm-hmm. example, for the vegetarian store tour around the Thanksgiving, we talked about different recipes that we could make for Thanksgiving and where to find these ingredient items in the store. That's how I do my store tours.
So it's based around the theme, right?
Yeah, based around the whole store.
So if I were a parent, I am a parent, right? So a busy parent, a single dad, right? So if I came to you and said, Jenna, you know, I'm a really busy guy. You know, I don't have much time to cook. I really have, you know, I'm on a budget. I want to upgrade my family's nutrition. What would that look like? I mean, take me through that.
Yeah, so I would recommend that you make an appointment with me so I can give you that full hour of time where we can just talk about what your lifestyle is, mm-hmm. What you have time for, and what you're already doing. Mm-hmm. And from what I can hear from what you might say during the consultation or just talking with you, I can kind of get what help you might need from what you're vocalizing to me about where your nutrition goals may be, and just kind of help you get there that way by kind of showing you the different pathways of, oh, these are some really quick and easy ShopRite recipes that I can give you. These are a couple aisles that people find the most help in for these healthy items with their kids. And then I will also redirect you to different recipe websites, like our ShopRite website has tons of different mm-hmm. healthy recipes too. So I'll show you those outlets where you can get more information, as well as where you can get information in the store.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know one of the biggest myths out there, right, is that healthy food is more expensive. You know, you hear it all the time. Well, I would eat healthier, but you know, I just really can't afford it. That's really for people who have a lot of money. I really need to buy as much food as possible for a limited amount of money. Tell me, is that true?
You can buy healthy foods on all different kinds of budgets. Mm-hmm. And I do nutrition presentations in the community as well. And that was one of the topics that I did a little bit ago with the Ulster Youth Build on how to budget for healthy grocery shopping for young adults. And it's totally doable for anyone with a budget. We just have to figure out what's right for you and how can we get you those items that you might like. Mm-hmm. On your own budget.
I know, you know, because it seems like in our society, like, you know, you go to these all-you-can-eat restaurants, you know, there's this notion that, you know, more is better. But it's not just quantity of food, right? I mean, because that can also lead to overweight and diabetes and all of those other things. It's really the quality of your diet, right? Not just for weight, but for just general well-being, right?
Mm-hmm. For general well-being, and definitely knowing what are, you know, when people ask me this question, sometimes I direct them to, well, let's look at what you're eating, and also let's look at the portion size that you're eating. So it's definitely a healthy balance of both quality and also quantity, and just what works in your own life and what works with your own moderation. And that's another topic that I have talked about is portion control and portion education in the community as well.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of nutritional counseling, so I assume that it's not a one size fits all proposition, right? So somebody comes in, and what are some of the questions that you ask to kind of figure out where a person is at and where they want to be?
Absolutely. You can kind of tell while having the experience and doing motivational interviewing counseling where someone's motivation is. If someone's really motivated to change their lifestyle, you can ask them a couple of kinds of different questions. But it all depends on the person is motivated. And if they're motivated, I kind of ask them, well, what did you do in the last 24 hours? Was that a normal day for you? Let's talk about that. Or talk about what they're already doing. Or sometimes I really like to ask them, well, what would you like to change? And talk about, If you would like to change something, I'll help you do it, but we work on it that way. So the information is kind of coming towards them over what their own personal goals are, because everyone is so different. And dietitians, we're great at kind of recognizing that and great at saying, well, let's work with where you are, mm-hmm. and let's find different, better for you options with where you are.
And do you also stress the importance of integrating physical activity and exercise and reducing stress? Is that part of the questioning process, or is it strictly focused on food?
More focused on food. That's kind of where the exercise and physical activity go is per your doctor, what your physician tells you to do. I normally just kind of stick with food.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you also, and ShopRite also has a great commitment to working in the community, right? So you do things, you go out of the store at times, right?
And I do.
So tell us,
like right
give now. Us some examples of those. Yeah, like
yeah.
Right now.
So I have done a few different things. So some of my community partnerships that I've made a community partnership with the Arc of Ulster Green, with the Ulster Youth Build, the Kingston Police Department, and the Ulster County Department of Health, Eat Smart Hudson Valley, and the Hudson Valley Community Services and their Thrives program. Mm-hmm. So outside in the community, I've done health fairs at the Arc of Ulster Green, and I recently just finished up a little presentational topic of better on-the-go eating with the Kingston Police Department.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, and we won't say the D word.
No, donuts. No, but it was a lot of fun, and I've gone out in the.
Sorry, guys, don't stop me on the way out. I drive very carefully.
But yeah, and so out in the community, I've done presentations and health fairs, and they've all been so much fun, just kind of reaching people where I might not have met them in the store, mm-hmm. and which is cool because I reach people in the community, and they see me at ShopRite and they're like, hey, this is where you are. This is where you said you're going to be. I'd like help further. I want to reach these goals. Can you help me? So it really makes a good rapport with the community to have someone and in the store to kind of show them.
Yeah, and ways. They can always go back and ask more questions.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so tell us about quickly some events that you might have coming up, and also how people can get in touch with you. Is it just walking in the store or website or both?
Yeah, absolutely. So on June 1st, we are having a wholesome pantry party in the store from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the ShopRite of Kingston, showing people our Wholesome Pantry brand. It's our own generic brand. And also on June 17th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Orange County Medical Center, the nurses from there are doing a free healthy heart screening for a cholesterol, blood sugar, and blood pressure, which is really
fabulous.
Awesome. And you can find me at the ShopRite of Kingston. My office is across from the pharmacy. You can also contact me at my by phone number 845-332-9920 extension 3, or by visiting shoprite.com and looking on my website and page for upcoming events.
It's really terrific, Jenna. Really, you know, ShopRite really deserves our gratitude for making the service available, and we thank you for all the great work that you and your colleagues do. It's really terrific.
Absolutely.
Real asset to the community. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Everyone, enjoy my complimentary nutrition services at the ShopRite of Kingston.
We will. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.